PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Reading Rainbow.
Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book. Reading Rainbow.
Hi, behold the egg, an everyday object you see all the time, but have you ever really looked at it? It's quite amazing. The shell is perfect and smooth all around, and it really doesn't have a top or bottom, a beginning or an end. The egg's shape is oval. Just right for cradling in your palm. The shell is hard and feels robust, but you sense it's vulnerable and can break. An egg's color is also something to marvel at. The brown ones are like whipped butterscotch, and the white ones are creamy and pearly. Well, I've got big plans for this egg, and I'm not going to have it for breakfast because there's something else you can do with eggs other than eat them. You can decorate them. This is my arts and crafts kit, and inside I've got a lot of odds and ends that I've collected over the years. Some yarn here, some old ribbon. Of course, I've got my glue, scissors, jar of thingamajigs. I think I'll call him Egg McMahon, huh? You know, there are lots of other artists besides me who have found the egg irresistible. They've turned eggs into true works of art. Just take a look at this. This egg has been marbleized, painted so rivers of color cascade down the sides. It might look like a zebra laid this egg, but it's really made of glass and painted with zebra stripes. Look at the ribbons of color trapped right inside this Venetian glass egg. Now, this was once a chunk of pink marble. Someone just cut it and polished it into the shape of an egg. Now here's a wooden nesting egg with an old-style map of the world painted on it. The egg opens up to reveal another map egg. And another. And another. And still another. This egg hatches out of itself. This one's a beauty. Leaves were imprinted right onto the egg. There's just something about an egg that makes people want to decorate it. All over the world, in just about every culture, there's a tradition for embellishing the egg. And one of the most beautiful comes from the Ukraine, where eggs are lovingly decorated in a style that's been handed down for centuries. Here's a story about some Ukrainian eggs that were truly extraordinary. It's called Rashenka's Eggs.
Reschenka's Eggs by Patricia Polacco. Read by Vivica Linfors. Babushka lived alone in a dacha, a little house in the country. But she was known far and wide for the fine eggs that she lovingly painted. Her eggs were so beautiful that she always won first prize at the Easter festival in Moscow. Each day, Babushka would paint the shell of an egg in wonderful designs, using the shapes of stars and flowers, triangles and circles. One day, after a snowstorm, Babushka went outside to feed the wild caribou that came around the dacha. Just then, a flock of noisy geese honked loudly overhead. And one of them faltered and fell from the sky. A hunter did this. She took the wounded goose back to her little house, and she put it in her best basket, lined with the warmest quilt from her own bed. I shall name you a good name, she said, and she patted the goose's head. How do you like Reschenka? Yes? Then Reschenka it shall be. With Babushka's care, Reschenka grew stronger. To repay Babushka's kindness, Reschenka laid an egg for breakfast every morning. One day, she jumped on top of Babushka's work table, knocking over the basket of painted eggs. Nyet, nyet, Babushka screamed, no! The eggs crashed onto the floor and shattered into millions of pieces. Babushka and Reschenka were both very sad. Next morning, Babushka got out of bed and trundled over to Reschenka's basket to get her morning egg. She picked out the most brilliantly colored egg that she had ever seen. A miracle, Babushka whispered. A miracle. She made small holes at both ends of the egg and blew the yolk and the white into a dish to cook for breakfast. Then she held the egg up to the morning light and marveled at its beauty. Soon Babushka had enough eggs to take to the festival in Moscow. Spring is here, my little friend. Soon now you will be flying off to the north with your flock. Da, da, Babushka chanted. My little friend, I shall surely miss you, but you're a wild thing. Would not be right to ask you to stay here with me forever. When Babushka left her little house, she took one last look at Reschenka sitting on the doorstep. The festival was bright and exciting. Babushka showed her friends the eggs. Ah, her eggs are the most beautiful in all Russia, they thought. Look at them, the elders said. They almost glow, as if the paint is part of the shell itself. The judges picked Babushka's eggs as the most beautiful. Oh, Babushka was so happy. She beamed as she looked at the first prize, a feather bed quilt. As Babushka made her way homeward, a honking flock of geese flew overhead. Babushka gave them a long, lingering look. She wondered if Reschenka was one of them. When Babushka arrived at home that evening, Reschenka was gone. Alone, she put the new quilt on her little bed. Then she drifted off to sleep. Babushka was awakened by an ever so small sound. It was coming from Reshenka's basket. Babushka hobbled closer and saw a glorious egg. But this one was different from all the others. It quivered, it moved, it made tiny muffled sounds. The egg jumped, it bumped, rolled, and pitched in the basket. Then there was a crack, and Babushka could see this very special gift that Reshenka had left for her. It's all a miracle. And this little goose remained with Babushka always.
What a wonderful gift Reshenka gave to Babushka. And what a wonderful gift the author of this book has given us. Whenever someone writes a book that touches your heart, the story stays with you forever, like a precious gift. It takes a special kind of person to create such a story, a person like Patricia Polacco, the author of this book.
Drawing all of my life has been incredibly important to me. I'm learning disabled, and drawing was something that I could do very well as a child. I didn't read well at first and didn't do math very well at first. The moment I would start to draw, I would feel like there was something that I could do that was right. When I was little, I was lucky enough to live in the same place with my grandparents. My grandmother was Ukrainian. My grandfather was from the Republic of Georgia, Soviet Georgia. And people from that part of the world are incredible storytellers. So our evenings were literally spent listening to my babushka, my grandmother, and my dyadushka, my grandfather, tell stories in front of the fireplace. They used to call this fire talking. And they'd always begin by saying, "Remember, you know, words have power. Words can make pictures in your head." I got the idea for Reshenka's eggs because every morning I go to the lake nearby where I live and I feed the geese. They're Canada geese. They're particularly beautiful, wonderful geese. And one morning I looked at them and thought, "Oh, how I would love to write a story about you. You're so beautiful." What could I write about them? Well, they lay eggs. And I thought, that's it. I'll do a story about eggs. And then I thought of my grandmother, her face and everything about her. And I thought she would be perfect, the perfect babushka for the story. I remember when my grandmother called me into the kitchen one day. And she says, "Come in. I'm going to show you now how to make eggs in the Ukrainian fashion." And she heated this instrument, the kistka. A kistka is a tiny little copper funnel, and in the hole at the end is where you put wax. And hot wax will come out of this tiny little point. This gives you a very fine drawing line. A lot of people think that these eggs are painted. You can see that they're not. They're done by applying wax to the shell and dyeing them. Mm-hmm. What happens is the dye won't go where the wax goes. All right, let's take it out of the dye. I think this egg is yellow enough. Wherever I draw with the kistka will remain yellow underneath.
My grandmother would say to me, don't go over that line. Be careful, don't be in a hurry. This is something you have to do very slowly. Wherever I put marks will remain orange. There she goes. When I'm decorating these eggs, I'm always struck by how it feels to actually touch them, how it feels to draw the kiska along the surface of the shell. You may even be able to hear it. It's a scratching. This is the best part. It's like a mystery underneath the smoke and the fire and the wax. As the wax melts away, all of the beautiful colors appear. I'm just going to put a bit of shellac on the egg so it will glisten. Isn't it beautiful? The tradition that my grandmother taught me. A pisanki. It's believed that as long as a pisanki is being painted somewhere in the world, the world will never end.
Not only is an egg the perfect shape for decorating, it's also one of the strongest shapes in nature. It can take a lot more pressure than you think. Here's an experiment that shows just how strong eggs can be. You're really gonna be amazed at this. Probably try this someplace that's easy to clean because it could get messy. Now, the most important thing to remember is that you must distribute your weight evenly. Otherwise, this won't work. Okay? Here we go. Can you imagine how strong these eggs must be to hold me up? Incredible. Outdoors in nature, eggs must be incredibly strong in order to survive. Unlike these eggs we buy to eat, Eggs in the natural world have been fertilized, and there are babies growing inside them. Strong eggshells protect these baby animals from harm right up till the day they hatch. The strength of the shell lets mothers or fathers, like this guy, sit right down on top without harming the eggs. When it's time to hatch, the shell is built so a baby's beak can pierce right through. Then little animals, like these ducks, push and pull themselves out. Penguins lay enormous eggs, which they catch on their feet and hold there, keeping the eggs nice and warm. These eggs may be see-through, but they're sturdy enough for baby horseshoe crabs to develop inside. Snake babies are born from eggs, too. Crocodiles waste no time wrestling out of their shells. And after being cooped up so long, they head right for the water to swim. If you're still wondering if eggs are all they're cracked up to be, these books are exactly what you need, but you don't have to take my word for it.
Hi, I'm Shanika. Here's a book filled with dancing rabbits, eggs that can talk, and colorful crazy chickens. It's called The Talking Eggs. This is a story about a girl named Blanche. Blanche is a kind and generous girl, but her mom and sister are mean and greedy. They make Blanche do all the work in the house. I can't tell you the whole story, but there's this mysterious old lady who lives in the woods. That's where the magic begins. The Talking Eggs is a folktale, and it teaches you a lesson. The lesson is, be nice to people, and good things may come your way. Be nasty, and you better watch out.
Hi, my name is Daniel, and I'm a busy guy. I have piano lessons on Monday and basketball on Friday, but I always save some time for arts and crafts, and I learned a thing or two in this book called I Made It Myself. There are lots of things to make. Each activity has a picture and step-by-step instructions. You might want to try this one, sandals for sunny days. Can you believe they're made out of newspaper? You can even make things with eggs. Check these out. This maze is my favorite. If you like crafts, I really recommend this book. But once you start making things, you won't be able to stop. I made this and this. And this. Hi, I read a story about a really tight relationship between a man and his goose. I'd like to tell you about it. The name of the story is Stefan and Olga. Stefan the man and Olga the goose live in a farmhouse. Stefan and Olga like to do everything together. They harvest vegetables, they look at the sunset, and they eat breakfast together. One winter, Stefan has a problem. He doesn't have enough money for food. He is really sad because he has to sell Olga. The rest of the story tells how Stefan and Olga try to get back together. By the way, my name is Josh, and if you're like me, every now and then you want to read a book that makes you feel good. I suggest Stefan and Olga to anyone who has a soft spot.
It is remarkably simple, and yet simply remarkable. The egg is one of nature's wonders. It's strong enough on the outside to hold the seed of life, and yet delicate enough on the inside for that brand new life to break out. But that's not all. The perfect beauty of the egg's shape inspires us to create magnificent treasures. So, break out of your shell and go decorate an egg. I'll see you next time. Today's Reading Rainbow Books are Rashinka's Eggs by Patricia Polacco, published by Philomel Books, a division of the Putnam and Grosset Book Group. The Talking Eggs by Robert D. Sanssouci, pictures by Jerry Pinkney, published by Dial Books for Young Readers, a division of Penguin Books USA Incorporated. I Made It Myself by Sabine Loaf, published by Children's Press. Stefan and Olga by Betsy Day, published by Dial Books for Young Readers, a division of Penguin Books USA Incorporated.